This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Hawks will fall to 11-10 on the road, 17-21 overall. And we'll keep an eye on what's happening the next 24-40. Who knows? Horn sounds, and that's it. So Toronto sweeps the four-game series against the Hawks. Two in Atlanta, two here in Toronto. And tonight's final score, the Raptors 118 and the Hawks 100.
They already played that many times?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's like we said a couple of weeks ago, it seems like they've played the same five teams two or three times each.
Yeah.
Yeah, they played the Raptors four times and haven't been able to crack that nut yet, Randy.
Yeah,
it's tough. The Raptors are okay.
Raptors have their number.
They're a pretty good team. They got Brandon Ingram last year at the deadline, right? Scotty Barnes is a nice player.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he is.
Good player.
He's a nice player.
Yeah.
They're better than the Hawks. Yeah. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
They beat them four times, and their record's 22-15 and all that. The Hawks fall to 17-21. They are in a rough stretch right now.
We're hoping they would get December over with.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue in January.
Yeah, it's been just as bad.
Yeah.
They're really not defending well at all. Obviously, they're still without everybody. Porzingis did play again last night, came off the bench, but just a pretty ugly stretch of basketball for the Atlanta Hawks. And that's not nearly the big story. The big story is the report that came out yesterday that the Hawks and Trae Young's agents have started to collectively work on trying to find a trade partner to send Trae Young out of Atlanta.
Right.
So that seems now, when, not if, obviously.
Yeah.
The teams that have been listed, the most prominent team that was listed was the Washington Wizards. There's been a couple of other names that I think Trae suggested that he might want to go play for.
Uh-huh.
It feels very likely that we've seen Trae Young play his last game in an Atlanta Hawks uniform.
Yeah, it does feel that way. It doesn't seem like he's going to come back this year to play for the Hawks, that is. And now you're in a thing where, the NBA is a lot different because you work with the player to get him to where they want to go. And then, but obviously, as an organization, especially if he doesn't have a no trade clause, you do his best for the organization. Now, the NBA is a lot different in that place. And I'm sure they want to do right by Trae, I'm assuming, wherever he wants to go. I don't know. I don't believe that if you're looking for like impact compensation for this team or this roster, you're going to get it. You're going to get some expiring contracts. And then the more you read, teams might want them to add with Trae.
That's what they want.
You know, and so. Okay.
This is sadly, you're right. It's gotten sadly to the point of you're going to have to kind of sweeten the pot for a team to take Trae.
Exactly.
And given that he can opt into a $50 million contract next year.
Right. And that's, remember yesterday, I mentioned, I was like, he might opt in.
Uh-huh.
You know, but it'd be interesting because, you know, coming into the summer, when they did not give him the contract extension, you knew something was up because a franchise player, and Trae has been the franchise player, they usually get their extension.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not get his. And so that kind of had the writing on the wall. I know they wanted to see how all this meshed together, and what they played 43 minutes together, all three of the quote-unquote big three, 42 minutes.
Less than 48.
Together, and you wanted to see how that works. But now it seems like it's not even a point of, okay, well, let's wait and let's see how this works. It seems like it's pretty much a wrap that he's going to be gone. Now, still has to be work and all those different things. And, again, the compensation is not going to be like you're getting a starter or something in this.
No.
You know, so.
No, you're getting expiring contracts.
Yeah, and so that's another thing when you think about, you know, Trey and things, because I think Trey is one of the best offensive weapons in ball. But everything else, we understand that what comes with it, and you didn't build the team around him. You thought you did with Porzingis to have a stronger, you know, forward big combination to help him out, you know, like they always have kind of done with smaller guards.
Yeah.
But his biggest thing, and I know he's a small guy, but be feisty defensively. Be feisty.
Yeah.
And then the playing off.
Showed some of that last year.
Yeah, and he did. Yeah. And then, more importantly, play off the ball. I mean, there's so many different things that you could, and I'm not blaming Trey for anything. I don't want him to come out here like, this is why. But to me, that's what it seems what it is.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think this is the first time it's ever actually made sense for this to take place. Like, there's been rumors about moving on from Trey for years now,
right?
3 or 4 years, but it never made sense because why would you? He's the best player you have.
Right.
Like, he's the face of the franchise, and I think you still kind of owe it to his ability to try to build something around him. And they did build something around him. And I still believe, and we'll never know, so I could still say this because I can never be proven wrong on it, I still believe that this group would have been really good if Trey would have been healthy and Porzingis would have been healthy and we would have seen them play 40 or 50 games together. I don't think Trey would be getting traded right now if they were both healthy.
You could be right.
I think they built the right group around him for what he does and can't do to actually be able to win with him. But we'll never know.
Yeah.
Because they played 3 games together.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it is if they are interested, if we do get a chance to possibly see that, what you're talking about, then it's going to have to be where, okay, we can't trade. We can't make this trade if you're the Hawks. We can't make this trade. Or other teams is like, okay, we're just going to fall back. That's the only way this is going to happen because he's not going to play until it's absolutely the point where they can't move him. Then you go, okay, then we can go play.
Right.
But there's still a possibility of him. I would be shocked if he goes and plays.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't play because if he goes and plays and gets hurt again, then it's even harder for him to get traded if he wants to get traded, which it clearly seems like he does. They're running out of time. Like, you needed to know by now if this group could win.
Right.
Now,
yes.
You don't know.
Unfortunately.
Now, you unfortunately don't know because of injuries, but you don't know. What you do know is you have a younger guy who's probably a better player.
Yes.
And that's the first time that that's happened. Like,
right.
That's why it makes sense now.
Yes.
Because Jalen Johnson is actually the prototypical player that you build a franchise around.
Yes.
He's a wing who can do it all, and he's bigger, and, like, and you know, you've got him signed to a really reasonable contract for his skill set.
Yes.
And you have that number one pick next year from the Pelicans. Like, to me, this all started then. When they got that pick, it was like, all right, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. But I think the biggest thing with it, because the interesting part about the pick was that, but then they had to have Jalen do it.
That's
right. So we kept seeing it.
That's right.
But Jalen had to stay healthy.
Jalen had to do this.
He had to do what he's doing now.
Yep.
And so now you're in a position where, okay, like you said, the prototypical part of where the league is now, wing, two-way wings, and he is definitely that can do every aspect. We talked about kind of like a Ronald Acuna, 5-tool player. Jalen, he can better as a shooter. He's not all the way there. He can continue to get better.
Shoot. But he needs to get better defensively.
That was a surprising thing because hold on, brother. Hold on. I thought you were supposed to, you know.
Yeah.
That's why you remember once I was like, why don't we guard Cade Cunningham? You know, why isn't he guarding Cade?
Yeah.
I probably see why.
Yeah. He focused on triple doubles, which I'll take. I'll take a triple double on a 6'8 guy who plays the passing lane slightly. Now he can build it. He's 24. But the other thing too is, you know, there were like little stops along the way that was like, all right, you get this guy who's kind of developing and you got him on a nice contract and Jalen Johnson, he's emerged. You got that number one pick from the Pelicans somehow, which might end up being the number one pick in what looks like is going to be a really good draft, who might be your next true franchise player. And then when they didn't get a contract done in the offseason, this was always a possibility this year. Yeah.
When they didn't get the contract done
and the only thing left is a player option for $50 million, you know.
It speeds up
Because if he doesn't opt in, then he leaves and you get nothing.
Yes.
And you can't afford to do that.
I saw somewhere he wouldn't opt in. But that's just me. I mean, that's just me.
Thinks to get more on the open market.
I mean, yeah, you can. You get.
Well, he'll get more than 50.
Yeah, I know that. That's
probably
what I'm saying.
Not per.
Yeah, not
at this
per.
Point.
Not per.
Yeah, I don't know. And then the next thing becomes like what, you know, so Trey gets traded to the Wizards. That'd be kind of funny because Alex Sarr really didn't want to come here because he didn't want to play with Trey.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And then he gets to go be teammates with Alex Sarr.
I don't see why you wouldn't want to play with him because he's gonna be serving you up, big
I would
fella.
Think so.
He's gonna be serving you up, big fella.
I would think so. But then it kind of does unfortunately get to that reality that we talked about last week of like, doesn't Trey feel like maybe he scores 30 and 10 for some bad team for the next 8 years? Mm-hmm. The Wizards are definitely that. They are a bad team. I don't know. It's a bummer. Trey's a really, really good player. It sucks that it was never able to really be tested this year, like fully realized this year. But it's always the trouble of trying to do this with a player that's so specific.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
There's just not a lot of leeway with a player of his type, of his size, mm-hmm. and the way that he plays offense and all of that kind of stuff. And again, I think that they built a really good roster around him this year, and I think they would have been good, but we never got a chance to find out. So,
friendly fire.
Probably got to cut bait and move on. I think they'll still be fine.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But then it goes back to another thing. The guy who wears all black on the sideline with the red glasses.
Uh huh.
Yeah. What are you going to do? yeah, that's all. Yeah.
He's going to pace.
Yeah.
He's going to pace and run his fingers through his hair a lot.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. 17-21 is not very good.
No, but it has been without Trey. But I know we were just talking just a second ago about the whole Falcons thing. I just saw Rappaport just said that Matt Ryan will interview for the job of the newly existing position of president of football operations. So this is the first one they've ever had.
They've never had a president of football operations before?
This was newly created.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he will interview, say, Thursday or Friday for the job.
Okay. Yeah. So that press conference is going to happen Thursday, then probably won't be to announce the president of football operations.
Right. It could. I mean, I suppose it could if they
do it in the morning.
I was about to say, I think the press is at 11:30, so they interview them at 8:30.
Yeah.
Or just say, Matt, thanks for staying patient. You want the job.
Knock it out early.
Yeah.
Because they got to interview somebody else today and tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got to get somebody else in and everything like that. But that always goes back to that when, you know, and unfortunately, I know people that have went through this process to fill a quota.
Right.
And then,
to be the Rooney Rule quota.
You kind of know that, but yet you can't be like, no.
Can't say no.
Because you never know.
Right, you never know.
You never know, so you can't.
And you might give a good interview to where in the future you end up getting it, which is what they say is a part of the hope with it all along.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I hope you get like they fly you out to the city, maybe get you like a nice tea time or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's got to be some sort of amenities for the interview, right?
I ain't coming all the way out there for nothing. Man. Yeah. I put together this damn PowerPoint all night.
Yeah, I got my resume redone. Look at that.
Look at the hell. Went to Kinko's, printed it out. Hey, the best place to catch college football postseason action is Twin Peaks. And this Thursday, me and Andy will be getting you ready for the semifinals with a special broadcast from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Come out and enjoy all the eats, drinks, scenic views as we break down all the semifinals matches. That's me and Andy this Thursday, 11 to 2 on Sports Radio 99.
What time's that football game at?
7:30.
Oh. What time's
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
For sure.
Oh, 11.
Oh. Well, yeah, come. That's a long day for you.
Pace yourself.
Yeah, you come during our show and you're going to stay for the game. Better mix in some waters. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conte is going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Hawks and the Trae Young rumors and all of that. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.